Dreamscape presents The Chocolate Box by Agatha Christie, narrated by Charles Armstrong. The Chocolate Box, first published in The Sketch, May 23, 1923. It was a wild night. Outside, the wind howled malevolently, and the rain beat against the windows in great gusts. Poirot and I sat facing the hearth, our legs stretched out to the cheerful blaze. Between us was a small table. On my side of it stood some carefully brewed hot toddy. On Poirot's was a cup of thick, rich chocolate, which I would not have drunk for £100. Poirot sipped the thick brown mess in the pink china cup and sighed with contentment. "Quelle belle vie," he murmured. "Yes, it's a good old world," I agreed. "Here am I with a job, and a good job too. And here are you, famous." "Oh, mon ami," protested Poirot. "But you are, and rightly so. When I think back on your long line of successes, I'm positively amazed. I don't believe you know what failure is."
"You would be a droll kind of original who could say that."
"No, but seriously, have you ever failed?"
"Innumerable times, my friend. What would you? La bonne chance, it cannot always be on your side. I have been called in too late. Very often another, working towards the same goal, has arrived there first. Twice have I been stricken down with illness, just as I was on the point of success. One must take the downs with the ups, my friend."
"I didn't quite mean that," I said. "I meant, had you ever been completely down and out over a case through your own fault?"
"Ah, I comprehend. You ask if I have ever made the complete prize ass of myself, as you say over here. Once, my friend." A slow